Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Little chilly out there. 38 degrees in Green Bay, 38 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh. Winds from the northwest at 11 miles an hour.
How do you know that?
Because I can tell. I've got a built-in.
How did you even know I have 38 in Appleton? The screen says 38 in Green Bay, 38 in Oshkosh.
Did you just
make it up?
I called somebody.
What is it, Todd? 37.
37. Oh, it's gone down.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But it is winds northwest,
John,
at 11 miles an hour.
I don't think you should say that if it's not fact, because
Jim, what
if
who's going to be a mariner, you or I?
What if somebody's going to be flying
who's
today?
Who's going to be a mariner, you or I? Well, you know what? If somebody's going to be flying today and they're going to depend on me for their aeronautical advice, I don't think you should be flying.
So what did you say it was? 11 out of this, what?
Northwest.
And it is...
It's 9 out of the west.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I've got 10 out of the west, but okay.
Thank you. Right. Thank you so very much. Close. Not even close. Yeah, no. I was 1 mile off.
No, but the direction, though. You're 25%
no, it's swirling.
Off.
Northwest. Northwest. It goes back and forth here. So, I'm... Jim, listen, so okay. I'm going to tell you something.
All right.
I'm working on something.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we got to do a quick poll.
I will say this. I want to just say something about yesterday.
Yeah.
So, Johnny brought in that... what did he call it? I forgot what it was called already. I got it written down somewhere. The shake, the grab a mug.
Oh, yeah.
But we called it something else.
Healthy, nutritious, and oh so delicious.
Yeah, okay, that's what it was.
Once you grab a big mug of health.
Yeah, we'll get a jingle going to that.
Yeah.
But I was reading something about sleep, but we have to get you tested. I don't want to talk about that right now, but I want to talk about is this guy said, you know, what we're missing on sleep. Everybody talks about, you know, dark room, you don't have the blue screen and, you know, maybe some like wave music or whatever.
I could use some Ace Champion stuff.
No. Oh. Yeah. Oh, that kind of music. But the guy said what you eat, because people discount how important your diet is to sleep. So I think if we don't
grab a cup of health.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll sleep better.
You want me to make you a cup every day?
No. But he said bananas is a good thing.
And I eat a lot of bananas.
And that's in your drink, too.
Right? I eat a lot of them.
So anyway, I think you're onto something. Well, thank you.
Well, it must be nice to have Todd bringing you coffee.
I know.
Hey, Your Excellency, here's your coffee, Your Excellency.
Oh, the good old days.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
But anyway, sleep's really...
What else did it say?
No, it was just talk about things that you should eat and shouldn't eat. And some of it's kind of
obvious.
What do
you mean for sleep? What other ones?
Food?
Yeah.
I got it.
All right. I think that'd be really... I'd love to see this. That'd be very interesting.
Because it's... you know, you maybe take some stuff to sleep. There's those of us who, you know, maybe read and fall asleep. But the guy's like, look, if you really want to sleep, look at your diet. And he gave the 6 foods to eat and then like 6 foods not to eat. It was either in the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal. Anyway, I will get that article and I'll bring it in next
You know
week.
What? You know what I realize is, I don't know if this is earth shattering, but the greatest inducement, I guess, for weight loss, the thing that will encourage you most to almost a, you know, a really fanatical place for weight loss, you know what it is?
The opposite sex.
What?
Like how you look, like your ego?
Nah. I'm beyond that. That's...
Well, you're not beyond it. You just...
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's what it is. What you need to do is you need to put on a hoodie and a yellow vest and have somebody video you picking up trash. You'll never look bigger than a hoodie and a yellow vest walking around downtown Green Bay picking up trash.
Yeah.
Did you see our videos that we did yesterday?
No.
Oh, you don't look so bad. I look
no,
like...
No, you guys look great.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But for the listeners, Johnny and I really try to, you know, engage in the community on so many things, on education, on reading, and... we had the, because Earth Day is coming up next week, they had the downtown, what was it called, Trash Bash?
Trash Bash.
Yeah.
Trash Bash. And they said, well, you come to Whitney Park and you get a map and you get to pick her up for things. And
I'm going to be honest with you. I was a little reluctant at first when I heard this. And you know why? Because I thought we were going to have to clean up Whitney Park. And between with those dogs running around up there, yeah, you know you'd find all over Whitney Park.
Right. But so that was a great turnout. What, 50 people?
Fantastic.
And then they gave us our little.
I mean, they had maps.
Right, maps. And so the lady's talking, and these picker-upper things they're actually pretty.
I love them.
Cool. You can pick up cigarette butts. It's how detailed they get, but. But Todd, so the lady's talking and everybody's paying attention except Mino, just like school, looking around, just total ADD. So he starts taking that picker and he's picking off people's hats. And then you know what he did? He untied my shoes. He pulled that. And she's like, you know, would you pay it? I can just see you in school, man. Just totally you in school. But anyway, it was great. We had fun. We picked up the trash along Washington Street, right in front of our studio down in Nicolet Bank. And, you know, people were just saying thanks for doing that. We stopped in at a couple businesses who are big listeners to the show and just asked them how they're doing, thanked them. So that was a nice community. It only took a couple hours. That was fun.
Yep. We filled up a dumpster.
Oh, my God. So we're walking by a dumpster because we're doing that.
We haven't posted that video quite yet.
We'll wait till we show that one.
Yeah. We'll probably post that today or tomorrow.
So Monday. John's like, look what we did.
And no, you know what, though? I downtown Green Bay, I mean, I love downtown Green Bay.
You do?
Do I think there's some improvements needed?
Oh, absolutely. My God. Yes.
But I wish other people would respect the. Why do you there's cigarette containers for cigarette butts? And there'll be like 50 cigarette butts 4 feet away. Little things like there's a garbage can and there's empty cans 4 feet away.
Or plastic cups. Can't you just take one more step?
And throw it in there? No. Put your cigarette butt in the thing?
Yeah.
And by the way, I got to give Jenny from downtown Green Bay credit. One of her jobs is going around and cleaning out the cigarette butt things. God bless her. I don't want that job.
It just, she puts her hand in there and it just stinks.
I'm sure gloves and everything, but God bless her. You bet. Yeah. So, but anyway, that was a good time. Oh, by the way, one thing though. So we had our buddy John Kramer here yesterday taking some pictures for us. Okay. Mm-hmm. He said, we need to do a quick poll on this.
Okay.
He said his wife Gigi thinks I should tone it down on you.
Well, no, John, it was just his wife. There were some other people, too, that, like, you gotta, you know, yeah. I mean, I get abused people, in the morning. Yeah.
So, can we do a quick poll? Should I, what was the term he used? Tone it down on my attitude towards you?
Condescending?
Yeah.
Well, now, hold on a second.
Okay.
Because I don't think
it does go both ways.
That's the thing. I mean, it really does.
This is live pickleball here.
Right.
Yeah. Two old guys just smacking it back and forth.
Jim
and
just
not
has
really
a
moving.
Jim has a way, though, and you know this, Mino, I know this. Of saying something very nice, and then...
Then it hits me a little later. Wait a minute. Yeah. What did he just say?
Or he comes back really quickly with a quick one.
That I just don't quite even get at first. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty easy.
In fact, somebody said something.
There was one right there. There was one right there.
Actually, somebody texted me something. I can't even sit on the air. Texted me yesterday. Said they pretty much spit up their coffee with something you said. I said, I didn't catch it. He said it was like going into a break. It was like 2 second thing. Says, I didn't even catch it.
I had a friend of mine stop over last night, and he was talking about something, too, where we were kind of going back and forth on Monday. And I don't remember what we said 15 minutes ago, much less Monday.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
And he just...
Yeah.
Anyway, it's mutual respect, but I mean...
Okay,
no, you don't have to
lighten
up.
I'm going to ask the people.
Nah.
It's a show of the people.
John.
Folks, quick poll. Should I tone it down with the mayor?
Yeah, it's...
Yes or no?
John, it's...
Yes
it's, or no? It's for our listeners, because I don't listen to you, so...
Okay. We're doing it. Also got a text here. Rest in peace, Dickie Betts. Rambling man. Dickie Betts, one of the all-time great... He's old school. Hey, Todd.
Absolutely.
You want to talk about old Southern rock? This is the guy who was one of the biggest influencers with Southern rock of all time. He's with the Allman Brothers. They were all still alive.
I went to their museum, that house
the
where they
Brothers?
Started. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I've always liked them a lot.
And it's like the house where they kind of started. It's they call it a museum.
Was it Muscle Shoals, Alabama?
No,
it wasn't in Alabama. Okay. Because wasn't Muscle Shoals kind of the headquarters of Southern Rock, Todd, back in the day?
I don't know if it was the headquarters, but a lot of stuff came out of
there. Recording studio there and everything. And a lot of the greats passed through there. I know even Cher cut a lot of stuff there. CCR, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I used to love Southern Rock.
How old was he?
Oh, he's got to be 78. What do you think, Todd?
Let me see here.
Would he be that old?
Age 80.
80. Okay. Yep. Yeah. I mean, Ramblin' Man was, oh my gosh, that was 1973, I believe. So. Yeah.
So it was in Macon.
Macon, Georgia?
Right.
And yeah, Macon had, yeah.
The mayor of Macon.
Actually, that is where the Allman Brothers are from.
Well, yeah, they are.
That's right. You're right. You're right.
And the mayor down there and I were pretty good friends, and I was down to visit him. He's been up here to visit me. And so anyway, I was there, and that was, he's like, look, you want to go see the Allman Brothers?
Oh, cool. Okay.
But it's more of a house. It's not like the museum, like Hall of Fame.
The only thing with them, they turned weird once he married Cher and then got divorced right away. Is Cher's child Greg Allman's?
Well, the original child is Sonny Bono's, right? Chastity, who is now okay. Chaz. But they had Elijah Blue.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Whatever became of him?
He's going through, right now, in fact, the big story is he's going through some troubles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So many of those kids, huh? Yep. I mean, you think, you know, you see that and say, oh my God, how lucky are those kids? But man, they have problems.
They kind of start off a little weird with weird names.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Although Elijah's not bad.
No, Elijah's
I also
good
liked
name.
Elijah.
That's a cool name.
Oh my gosh. I love watching little snippets of comedians. There's this young comedian and he was like, so when I was in high school, I started a band, you know, to attract the girls and everything. And, made a few mistakes. First of all, we're a Christian band. And if you don't know Christian bands, they're exactly like rock bands, except not as good. And he's like, we failed at music. That sucked. And had to have a meeting with the band. It's like Ezekiel, Moses, Jeff from public school.
Jedediah.
Jedediah was the other one.
Right.
Jedediah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Love those kind of guys. So far, how we do it? No. Don't change. Love the banner. Another one was 9.
So they don't want you to change, so according to the polls.
Yeah. So, GG. I don't know. Boy, we have some good guests this week, haven't we?
This has been a fun
week. Reason our show is going well is because we have phenomenal guests.
And a great producer.
The greatest producer in the history of radio.
Like you said, Johnny, even yesterday, people want to come on, which is nice that they know about us. And it'd be fun. This is really going to,
having a good time.
Yeah, it is. We're having a great
time. Another great lineup today. And it is Friday. Mind on the Mayor. Just getting started. Back after this. Bad for somebody.
The winds.
Did you notice that outside the window, Todd?
Did you see that?
What was blowing around out there?
A balloon.
A really nice one.
Those big balloons that you buy for like $4.
What
you
did
know, the
it
helium?
Say on it?
It said, "This is your day."
It's your day.
And Johnny's like, "No, it's not."
No, it's not.
They probably tied it to their car or something. And it just, I know.
So no, that's irony.
No, it's not. Anyway.
That's too bad.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
Well, she'll have a better day.
What's going on today? Sylvester the Cat Day. Who is Sylvester the Cat? I don't really know who Sylvester the Cat is.
Of course you do. On the cartoons.
Everybody.
Suffering Succotash.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. You know, you guys got to realize something, though. Growing up with only one channel, even when it came to cartoons, we only got, like, the CBS cartoons.
I thought you had 3 channels.
We had one channel growing up, Jim. One. We had WLUC out of Marquette, Michigan, and that was it.
Is that 13?
Six.
Six.
Channel 6. That was the only channel we had. Yeah. Bicycle Day. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Boy, we have some listeners that love that.
And my man, Peter Fluke, he's going to take me down. We're going to buy a bike for me at the reconditioned place. I want to get those people on the air. I didn't even know this existed. Did you, Todd?
No.
They take old bikes and they fix them up. Because, like, one of the things Peter said is, you know, bikes don't die. It's not like an engine that dies or whatever. You know, bikes can always be reconditioned and keep them going. And they do that. They restore bikes and sell them at a really, really reasonable rate. So I'm getting one. You want to get one?
I have bikes.
Whatever happened to those green bikes they used to have downtown?
Yeah.
That was your thing, wasn't it?
It was.
What happened?
It was. Not everything I did worked. Okay. So we had bikes that we really got those from police auction.
Okay.
And then we would paint them green because of Green Bay, and green is, you know, part of the environment and all that stuff. And then we would, people could just use them from point A to point B. And
I, by the way, bought some tools from a police auction one time.
Yeah. Well, they have jewelry. I mean, it's they have a lot of stuff. Everybody thinks it's the bikes, but it's a majority of bikes. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, people, we find it.
I like them. I like police auctions. I think there's one coming up in Manitowoc I want to go to.
We have two a year. I think we do. We used to.
By the way, so far, should Mino tone it down against the mirror? So far, yes, zero, no, 100. Okay. Go ahead. Continue.
No, some of them ended up in the river. Some of them weren't returned. I mean, you're supposed to take them to the museum, work to the museum, and then the repairs. I don't know. It just didn't click. So then, and the other thing that came into play then was the, what are those scooters called? That kid from Appleton that invented them?
Yeah.
The bird?
Those are big in Appleton.
Well, John, that guy's from Appleton. He went to Appleton East and he, or West, whatever. Those are big all over the country. They came to a mayor's conference and pitched those.
But not here.
Sure they did.
Are they? Are they big here?
We have the bird, right?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
Because sometimes they leave them laying right in front
of
them.
Yeah, you're right.
The tracking device is much, much better on those.
How do those work? Like, can you just pick one up and turn it on and scoot down the road?
Well, you got to put your credit card in.
Oh, you have to pay?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, how much do you have to pay? Oh, I have no idea how these things work.
You know what, Todd? Since summer's coming, let's get someone from any municipality that has the bird. I think the Packers do. You know that?
No. For what? Why would they have them?
I don't know. To drive around out there?
Get around? Let's somebody from the city who in the planning department, or I mean in the economic development department, oversees the, what's that called? I guess the birds. And we have a lot of them in Green Bay. So,
you just put them away for the winter, obviously.
Well, you do really nothing. You just give them the areas.
But I mean, I haven't seen them out here.
Right. I think they're going to come back, but they pick them up. They have this guy that comes up. Wait till you come. Of course, you just come downstairs and not outside. But if you go for your walk, those guys are out at 5 in the morning picking up the bird and putting them back where they belong. And, you know, you get fined.
I want to try one. I've never.
Yeah.
Say that again. You get fined if you don't?
If you don't bring it back to the designated area. Okay.
And they can track you from your credit card?
Oh, yeah.
But they do charge. How do they charge you? Is it like a couple of bucks?
I think they charge you by the
mile or whatever.
No. I think it's by the 15-minute increment. Oh. You know what? I'm getting over my skis here. That was just getting started when I was leaving.
Okay.
So that was another reason that the green bike thing kind of went away, because this is just much more the maintenance. They do everything. But Todd, I'll take care of that. I'll call someone from the city and get them on here to talk about the bird.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
And I think
Travis Vander Zanden is the gentleman from Appleton.
Can you believe that?
Okay.
Yeah, born in 1979.
Young guy.
Millionaire.
Oh, wow.
Company's taken in $415 million in funding.
Oh, my Lord.
And the company gets $1.27 on every ride taken on those things.
Oh, my God. Why didn't you invent something like that, Jim?
And you know the guy.
He tried with the green bikes.
Yeah, it didn't work. Right. That's why he's dropping, 10% to the bottom line? So he's making $40 million a year.
Wow.
Yeah, that's an incredible, and the guy's from Appleton, which is kind of cool.
Did he go to like some aeronautical school or something like that, though?
I should see if I can get him on.
Okay. Yeah. Right? That would be great.
Yeah. Graduated Appleton North.
You're on TV, so when you give like, Jim, you're on.
Yeah. A friend of mine went to school with him.
Okay. Awesome. So, I'd love it. I'd love to get him on.
Yes, that would be great. Anyway, that's
great.
And that's coming up. I mean, they're probably going to be putting those out in the next week or two.
So, love it.
Yeah.
Also, happy birthday to Maria Sharapova, 37 years old. Does she even play anymore?
I don't think so.
Wow. I mean, she was such a big hit about 20 years ago at Wimbledon. She was you know, she's just gorgeous. She's like this 6-foot blonde, long-legged Russian girl. And she was like supermodel-ish. And then, I'll tell you what, that's a tough sport, man. I give the Venus and Serena credit for being as old as they are and still being competitive, because these young girls are coming up from like Eastern Europe, countries I've never heard of, and they're all like 6'1", 6'2", and just good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're hitting it so hard. It's unbelievable.
And you know, I mean, the body clock does tick on. And
yeah,
you
get some of that sport especially, they're starting so much younger.
Golf. Sometimes,
sometimes guys get better the older they get.
Right.
But yeah, I agree.
But that's work.
Also, James Franco, the actor, he's 46. Didn't he get some trouble or something, Todd?
I'm not sure.
With something. Tim Curry, 78. Is Tim Curry from
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's him.
And of course, he was the original clown in It.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Was he also, wasn't he in Beverly Hills Cop, played the part of like a waiter or a maitre d' or something? I think he was in the original Beverly Hills Cop, which I still think is a really funny movie. Eddie Murphy used to be so great.
I was actually watching, remember his live performance that they put out? And he was wearing the red leather and all that.
Yeah.
I watched that for about a half hour last night, laughing my butt
off. He's funny.
He was funny. He was fantastic. Absolutely.
Hey, he signed he was young.
Oh, crazy young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he signed those 6 movie deals or something.
Yeah.
He made a lot of money. I don't know what he's doing now, but I think he's
like directing and things like that now. I know he was up for an Oscar a few years ago for one of the movies he was in that he was part of.
Yeah.
So we just got a text from Lisa, our news director.
Yeah.
She's down in our Oshkosh studio. She says, no, he wasn't in that. Tim Curry was in Clue and Home Alone 2.
Oh, Home Alone 2. I bet that's what I'm thinking of then. His other role. Okay.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. Okay. Did you like Rocky Horror Picture Show? It was so weird.
It's creepy.
It's creepy. And it's another one of those things where it's like sometimes it's really surprising the people that do like it. They might be seem like, you know what I mean? It's one
people
of those
people really
things.
Get into it.
It's so quirky.
Jim, have you ever seen it?
No.
You never saw it?
Uh-uh.
He would
That's
be.
That's why I was.
You'd crawl out of your skin.
Yeah, you'd be. Yeah, you wouldn't like it.
Yeah. No, I haven't. I've heard of it, but no.
It was a very cute Susan Sarandon back in the day, though.
Yeah.
You never saw it?
No.
Okay.
Didn't. I saw Beverly Hills Cop, though. That was I like that. That was good.
Alrighty.
For Halloween this year, we're going to make you watch Rocky Horror.
I got another one here. Do not change the show. Love the banter.
Okay.
Yeah. So 100 to nothing so far, Jim. Jim, 100 to nothing.
Well, it was your friend that said
I'm just
lighten
saying.
Up.
Okay. Right. Gigi's we'll probably going to be voting here 10 times now.
There we go.
All right. We got a big lineup for you, folks. Coming up, stay with us. Mind of the Mirror on a good-looking Friday. Back after this.
Joe DiMaggio. Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe.
Into Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a cool Friday morning. It's going to be kind of cold this weekend, huh, Todd?
I think all week.
Yeah. And back there, talking about snow.
No.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Really? I did. I saw Cameron Moreland did a thing where there might be some snow coming in.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That's just trying to get some ratings.
Oh,
no, it's not going to snow.
They can't do that.
No, it's 50, 51. It's going to be cool. It's, you know.
It's going to be 32 overnight.
It was 37 this morning.
It's going to be 32 overnight.
Nah, I don't think we're getting to freezing.
Okay. So far, should Mino tone it down on the mayor? Yes, 5%. Uh-huh. No, 95%.
Thank you, Mom.
Get this one from Terry. Tone it down on Jim. He is a good guy.
Thank you, Terry.
All right.
So, Terry, my mom.
Terry and your mom. If you have your whole family vote.
That's right.
You should have your entire. How many cousins do you have?
100.
It's more cousins than I've ever heard of in my life.
Yeah, I don't. 103.
But would they all vote for him or not?
Well, that's true too,
right?
That is true too.
I don't think so.
That is true.
I don't think they would.
But I think they would. My favorite cousins are the ones who live in the City of Green Bay and supported me, voted for me, and supported me financially.
All right.
Favorites.
Otherwise, you're dead to him.
Anyway, yes.
Yes. So anyway, very sad day. 29 years ago today, Oklahoma City bombing. Second worst terrorist attack next to 9/11, 168. That was horrible. One of the worst things I've ever, in my lifetime, that's ever happened.
So have you been to that museum down there?
I've never been to Oklahoma. I don't think I've been to, no. I've been to Oklahoma just driving through it on the way to from Arizona. And that's one state that is not a lot of fun to drive through.
But Oklahoma City, that city is awesome. I mean, what they've done, you know, they got everything's Oklahoma City, you know, tumbleweeds. They have a beautiful park system down there. They restored some great hotels. They have the white rafting.
White water rafting?
Yeah. It's built there. And you go down, it's right in the city.
Is it artificial or is it a regular river?
No, it's artificial.
Oh.
But it's.
Oh, that's
people
cool.
People go practice there for the Olympics. They have an unbelievable canal. And so you take these like pontoon boats on the canal, and it goes through the downtown, and it ends up at Cabela's, which is pretty cool. That's a great anchor. And all the pontoon boats are green and gold because the mayor loves the Packers.
Come on.
Yeah, he's been up there. He's been here like 3 times for games.
Oh, wow.
Mick Cornett, mayor for like 18 years, been there a long time. He ran for governor and just missed it. Just was not his night. Really good friends with George Bush. That's okay, pretty
well, they've
governor.
Got a guy like Oklahoma State is there, isn't it? Oklahoma State University? Or pretty close.
Yeah, I don't know that. They've got a museum. But anyway, they got a bronze.
They've had a guy. I mean, their facilities are mind-boggling for college football. And they had one guy that was a big backer. Guy that grew up with nothing, became an oil engineer, discovered oil, just printed money. I think he died a couple of years ago. Does anybody remember his name? He was giving them the best facilities you'll ever find. But it didn't pay off. They didn't really win that much more.
So let me.
Wasn't Ross Perot from there?
No.
No, or is he Texas?
Texas guy.
Not Ross Perot.
But the.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell y'all something here. Vote for me, it's going to be a better economy.
Cost us the election.
he always mutters something. Yeah, right. Got another Texter. Hammer down on the mayor.
I wonder who that's from. No, I just want to say that Oklahoma City. Just remember when we went down to the playoffs? That was in Oklahoma City, the first round of the NCAA.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went, Mrs. Shepard, Bruce Shepard.
Okay.
Because I think the women's basketball was playing the same night. And they were in the final. And so Bruce Shepard, these are the chancellors, right? Of the chancellor of the university. So, and we went out to dinner with her and the mayor and some other people. And they have a great bronze statue park with just these huge bronze statues of like the Buffalo and the Cowboys. It's just a very cool city. And I just want to say where they made a lot of money, you're right. I mean, oil obviously is where they made all their money, but that fracking they got into big time.
That's a big controversy again, isn't it?
And I don't know that
it's
still
in Pennsylvania, I know that's really big.
I don't know if it still is big, but... And then you have to get to that museum, and it's, you know, you go stay downtown.
I love museums.
It's walkable, but you listen, and they're having a meeting, and when that bomb goes off, and that... it's just really
horrible.
Moving, and they go through the whole thing, and, you know, pulling the guy over and arresting him and making sure they didn't know when they, you know, arrested him that he was the Oklahoma
McVee.
Bump. Yeah.
Yeah.
They go through the whole thing and it's an awesome museum and they have the chairs. And
for anybody that goes to Arizona for vacation or whatever, go right downtown Phoenix, right by the state capitol. They've got the greatest veterans museum. It's not a museum or a park, veterans park I've ever seen in my lifetime. They've got depictions, beautiful statues of so many things from Vietnam and even 9/11 and all. It is such a great park right by the Capitol in Phoenix, Arizona. It's unbelievable. I would love to do something like that in Green Bay. It's just amazing artwork celebrating our veterans.
And there's a good World War II museum in New Orleans.
I've been to it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I was there when it first opened, basically.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's the only time I've been to New Orleans. Well, other than the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Went down there. Actually stayed close enough. We walked to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. It was, at first, it was called the D-Day Museum. Now it's been changed to, I think, World War II Museum.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard there's another really great one in Florida. A World War II museum or a melt. I love museums. In fact, you know what I'd like to do this summer? And I bet you've already done it. I'd love to go to the Holocaust Museum. In Washington.
You know what? I've been to Washington so many times.
Never went to it?
We won't go together, but let's both go and then we'll compare notes.
Yeah. Wait. What did you just say? Did you just say we'll go together or not go together?
Yeah. So you go and I'll go and then we'll compare notes.
Oh, I got you.
That'd be fun.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We'll both go there, but just not together.
Right. That's what I said.
Understood.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
Museums, you know, and if we're in Green Bay, you know, I have there's a couple things, you know, priorities is how you got to run your life, but I really want to get into that Music Hall of Fame museum
in
Green Bay. And you're going to work on the...
Is it a museum or a Hall of Fame?
Well, when you go through the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, isn't that kind of a museum? You see the clothes they wore, see that. And wouldn't you call the Country Music Hall of Fame a museum, kind of? They got the cars,
I guess. Okay.
But it would be interactive, you know?
Yeah.
You could hit the button.
Well, that's what it is at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. That thing's awesome. They have Michael Jackson stuff in there. That's a very, very cool museum.
I still love... somebody was mentioning about Mick Jagger one day, how little he is. Remember that time? I don't remember who it was.
Yeah.
But they've got one of his... costumes displayed in there. And it's so tiny. It looks like a 7-year-old girl would wear these things. And they displayed some of their hate letters they got. Because when they first started out.
Oh, yeah.
And one was from some country, I want to say in like maybe the Philippines or someplace. And all the girls were crazy about them with all their letters. And all the guys hated them because the girls were. And this one guy goes, "We hate you so much. We wish to go toilet on you."
That I would post that letter too.
And they got that letter posted.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yes.
But museums, and even here in Green Bay, right? We talk about that. But I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people have gone to, you know, I think the Packer Hall of Fame, which is kind of a museum, right? It's got the desk.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
The
Auto Museum is terrific.
Great. Fantastic.
That is a great thing. You know, the Neville.
But you know what? You know the area that has more museums than any place? The Manitowoc area.
Yeah, they have that.
They've got so many little museums.
Yeah, they do.
What's the Wood Block Museum?
It's Two Rivers, though. But
Two
right,
Rivers,
yeah,
okay.
That's a good museum. I mean, just, I don't know.
And then don't they have the Sputnik Museum or something?
Well, that's because that landed in Manitowoc.
Right.
A piece of it, right.
And then there's another one. Is it the RAR Museum?
RAR. Yeah.
And then there's some other ones. It's like for a small community, they've got like 8 museums.
Right, 30-some thousand people. But museums, I mean, as long as you can keep them kind of fresh. You know, have one display that turns and then
you don't want
stuff.
It to be where, oh, I've been there.
Right.
And then it's like a zoo. Once you've been to a zoo, it's kind of like, okay.
But they bring in new animals.
I know.
Like even our zoo, the turtles, and that's cool stuff. They got that. I remember when they got the giraffe, it was like, you know, it was like a coup d'etat.
Well, I can't think of anything more exciting than a new turtle in a zoo.
That was awesome.
I'll bet.
Johnny, they're over 100 years
old. Hey, look, there's a turtle. Hey, what's he going to do? Nothing.
You know, I just, Red Lewis donated that turtle.
Okay.
Place.
I'm sorry, I'm backing off.
It was
by the way, now at 97%, no, don't turn it down on the mirror.
Okay, cousins. Yeah. Anyway.
Todd, you know, I know what I was going to talk to you about. Can you get a hold of Carrie from up at the Young Family Zoo?
Okay.
Because she was going to come down, and then they had that snowstorm. She couldn't even get out of town.
Yep.
It was so bad. Oh, and also, did you have any luck with our lineman that was working during that thing with four power lines that were down?
I have his connection.
Yeah,
we'll
okay.
get that done. We'll get
outstanding.
That
outstanding. Yeah, we got some great guests coming on. And you know, another thing we want to talk about, and we had Mandy on yesterday.
She was great.
Entrepreneur who started from scratch, going through a divorce, going through whatever, on unemployment, and decide, you know what? What do I have to lose? Let's start up my own business, basically, type thing. I love people who have courage to do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And her and I texted back and forth, emailed back and forth, and I said, if you know other people like this, you know, who, because there's a pretty good community, isn't there, of people, entrepreneurs who like start out and they compare notes and kind of support each other.
Very honest with each other. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But can I just say Radio 101, please take your, thank you.
Yes. Right.
I feel like my mom.
What's he doing? He'll
talk.
Okay, go ahead.
You used to do that. I saw it on city council meetings or whatever. Yeah. Too. You did that at times too.
That's because I may have been saying something.
I know, under your breath, and that's when I.
Believe me, Johnny, I was.
But we really want, and folks, this is your show. You know, this isn't a show. We don't have all these programmers, you know, of us, whatever. This is just a show of the people, for lack of better words. If you have people that you think would be interesting guests for the Green Bay area and the whole thing, Oshkosh, everywhere, Todd, tell them how to contact you.
Yeah, it's simple to do. You can contact me directly at todd.michaels@civicmedia.us. You can also text it in using the Civic Media app or go to our Facebook page and say, hey guys, you know,
here's a great suggestion.
Yep. And we do have posts on our Facebook page asking for your favorite small business.
Yes.
You know, you guys are doing your Tuesday travels.
Yep.
So we've got that on there. People can let us know.
And then, you know where else we have to go in Oshkosh is that place. I could never remember the name of it. That big old, I think it'd been an Eagles Club or Elks or American Legion.
Yep.
That bowling alley downstairs.
Yep.
It's a bowling alley from the 40s, Jim.
All right.
We're doing that.
That'd be fun. Yeah. I'm in.
Got a text here, too. The EAA, not during fly-in, is empty, and it's awesome.
That is. That's
great
cool.
Museum.
That is. That is a great, you're right. That's a great museum, and that's something, you know, when you're driving by there with the kids or something, going to Madison or whatever, stop in there. That's a very, very cool museum. It's not busy during, you know, obviously EAA is crazy. But, yeah, that's...
Milwaukee's museum is pretty cool.
Oh yeah,
right downtown there.
That's a good. That's
would you guys be down for a little one-on-one bowling action at the Howard in Oshkosh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll raise some money for something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah. I'll
no
win that.
Question about
All right,
it.
I'll talk to the folks at the
I'm
Howard.
I'm taking you on.
Bet on me.
I'll be like Johnny Petraglia. Remember who? Johnny Petraglia?
No.
How do you not remember Johnny Petraglia?
I won't remember it this afternoon.
Johnny Petraglia was one of the great bowlers in American history.
Really?
In the 60s and 70s. Johnny Petraglia, he was my hero. He was my idol.
With the white t-shirt, and those guys always just like, the, or the blue shirts or whatever. Yeah.
Everybody's heard of Johnny Petraglia.
Okay, I'm not going to do a poll. I'm not going to waste people's time.
You don't have
time.
To do a poll, but folks, somebody.
That's going to be that same 3-97.
Somebody hook me up. Johnny Petraglia, how great was he? Remember? He was back in the days when bowling was big. I mean, I used to watch that Sunday mornings or Saturday afternoons.
Right.
ABC Wide World of Sports.
I know.
They carried bowling every week.
That bowling, and it's, I don't know where they're doing, how they're doing right now, but they need a Tiger Woods or something. They need.
Do they even have pro bowling anymore? I mean, it used to be Dick Burton, and oh my gosh, those guys were like huge names. I mean, that was like a real, when I worked in Tucson, they had the Tucson Open, and Wayne Webb, and all these big, Marshall Holman, who was a jerk, one of the biggest jerks I've ever met in all of sports, guy by the name Marshall Holman, he was terrible. Then I went off one time, I got to be honest with you. So I'm in Twin Falls, young, stupid kid, you know, on TV.
Yeah.
And you know what, I was watch bowling. And you'd have the shot of the guy coming towards the lane and rolling, and then they'd switch to the ball going down the thing.
Right.
So I went halfway down the lane, like in between the lanes, and started shooting the guys. They're like, what are you doing? Why is this? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm covering the tournament. He goes, yeah, but you're kind of a real distraction. And I'm like, well, that's how they do on the, you know, the big time.
Right.
He goes, no, it's not. They have a thing that's kind of like built in the next lane to it, so you don't really see the guy. It's just the camera.
Oh, so it's not a person.
It's not a person moving around.
Okay, I can see that. That would be distracting. If you would move or something, that might throw
those
guys.
Yeah, and I used to be a hothead, and I went off. And
you've sure changed.
Yeah. got this one. I remember Johnny Petraglia from Mark.
Okay.
That's not Steinboy Mark, is it?
I don't know. Just
he's
Mark.
New Franken. That's what I know.
Oh, okay. It's not him. That's not Steinboy.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that you were right on, which
one is that?
It's about, you know, it's been a year. Dollar Tree.
Just got a picture of the biggest name in bowling right now.
W.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Friday morning. We got Mark Houston from Bell & Sports Medicine coming up. We got Todd Magnuson. Rock and Roll Land Record Day is coming up on Saturday. We've got Tony Wilkin coming in, talking about the new, what's going to happen with the market here. We got Christy and Dennis Peters from the Glam Band coming up. And we have live music coming up. Ramona and Flower.
And the Flower.
Yep. And the Flower.
And she has got
she's great.
A voice.
Amanda played a little bit for us yesterday, and it is awesome. Wait till you hear these people. And she said, Amanda said, wait till you hear them do Bobby McGee.
It's incredible. And they also have, we put a post on our Facebook page where she's singing a song called Shine from Collective Soul in her own version. And that happens to be one of my favorite songs.
Wow.
So I'm going to plead with her to maybe do a little bit of that.
I'm going to plead with her to do Bobby McGee.
Yep.
And if she wants me to, you know,
sing along,
I'll do it.
Well, then she won't. So,
but
we'll
that
just,
is
the
one
incentive
song.
Will be not to.
Okay. When I sing Me and Bobby McGee, and I do sing it at times, driving along by myself.
That's
one of my favorite songs of all time.
In the car by yourself.
Yeah.
That's appropriate.
And, I sing it like Kris Kristofferson.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he wrote it, maybe. Didn't he?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And he has a real doubt, you know.
Right. I bet.
And
I can't tell the difference.
And I swear, I sound so much like Kris Kristofferson's version.
When you're in the
you
car alone.
It.
So who?
Right.
And you're confirming
from
that.
From the Kentucky coal mine.
See, now you're not.
To
but, okay,
the California sun.
Look, I just want to say,
hey,
I want to give you
Bobby
a compliment.
Bobby shared the secret of my soul.
Okay.
How was that?
Right. All right. Get back in the car.
Okay. Not bad.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
hey, I just want to say that you shop at Dollar Tree.
Yes.
And this was in the business section.
Okay.
Dollar Tree plans to sell $7 items. You said six. $7 items. And it just said that, you know, we're a long way from
that.
That
does keep going up, I'll tell
it
you
does.
That.
This year, across 3,000 stores, we expect to expand our multiple assortment by over 300 items, which is cool, at price points ranging from $1.50. So there's not even anything
it's
in there
It's not even $1.25 anymore. You know, it was a buck. Everything's $1.50 now?
$1.50 to $7.
Oh, my God.
The CEO said that. So, yeah, that's
Is that false advertising? Then if something's called like the Dollar Tree, the Dollar Store, and it's like $8? Because I actually went shopping at the Dollar Store up here the other day. Up on Broadway, up in that one, on Walnut Street.
That's Walnut, right?
Yeah,
right,
I went there and I went shopping up there, okay? Mm-hmm. Buy some stuff. And you know, everything was there. It was almost like regular price, like almost anywhere else. So I think that's kind of false advertising.
They should just change the name to Dollar Store.
Plural. Well, it is. Dollars.
Yeah, it's
dollars.
Well, I mean, back in the day, was the five and ten or the five and dime really a five and dime?
No, it's a good point.
You know? I mean, it's just kind of the...
The dime store.
It's probably a little cheaper at the dollar store.
But man, how exciting was that to go into the dime store when you had some money? If you had like a dollar.
But you'd walk out with junk, basically, wouldn't you?
I would always get... Actually, you know what? I did this one time. When... Because the only thing we had to pay for in the little school I went to, the little Catholic school I went to, you had to buy some supplies, your own supplies, and pay for the books. But we didn't have tuition, okay? So
the church funded all that?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, the only reason it's not in existence anymore. None of them are. But I remember my dad gave me like $5 to go, and there's a whole list of everything you had to buy. This kind of tablet, three-ring thing.
Glue,
eraser, scotch tape, rulers, a whole list of things, okay?
Yeah.
I bought BBs for my BB gun, slingshots, airplane glue. I spent the whole thing on other stuff.
Yeah.
And then first day of school, the guy next to me, hey, you have extra pencils. I still remember my dad could have killed me. Spent every dime on fun stuff at the dime store.
Yeah.
But that's hard to tell a kid, hey, here, you know what I mean? And you walk away all this cool stuff.
Well, especially you. I would not have sent you alone with money to buy your school supplies. But I'm sure your dad was busy. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway,
Did you double dip then? And he had to not only fund your BBs, but did he come back and fund your school supplies?
What do you think?
I'm sure he did.
He did not. That came out of my Nightcrawler picking fund.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's
trust
right.
me. Yeah. How did you make money when you were a kid? Or because you have such a silver spoon lodged in your gullet that you didn't have to.
Wow. Okay, let's go back to the poll. Get that.
It just reversed.
Get those 3%ers calling in. A couple things. And it's actually, it's in a book. I would go on my bike to household auctions. Did you have auctions in New Guinea when people like?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and at the end of the auction,
Love auctions.
Yeah. But at the end of the auction, they just sell boxes of stuff. They put, you know, purses, pots and pans, all just in a box. And so I would buy those for a dollar, go through the box, and then I would sell off the individual items. I swear to God, ask my mom.
That's a little entrepreneur skill.
I did that. Sometimes I could sell a purse for like $2 or $3. I spent a dollar on the whole box. So everything else is just profit.
You've always had a profit margin in mind with everything you've done.
Yeah.
Well, that's capitalism.
That's what I mean. I never would have thought of something like that.
I never thought about capitalism when I was that age. I was playing out in the cornfields behind the house.
Absolutely.
You know, digging up the bugs and stuff.
But then I would...
Did you ever find any arrowheads?
All the time.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
God, I'd love to have a farmer's field where I could go through it and look for arrowheads.
It was my grandfather's farm, so all the stones and
arrowheads. Does anybody have a place I can look for arrowheads? I'm a huge arrowhead guy.
See, Todd, but if you're out in the field, in that box, there would have been some gloves or a hat, and I would have gotten sold it to you.
What did you do for money when you were a kid, Todd?
Well, you had your allowance, right? You had to do all the
chores. Never got an allowance. Yeah. My dad, he did not believe in allowances. Did not believe in allowances. No allowances.
Yeah.
Mine was picking worms. Another was collecting scrap iron, copper, and stuff like that. Another one was pop bottles, going around trying to find pop bottles. They were like 5 cents a piece to return.
You know where else we made some money?
Where?
In grade school. So when you had to do your insect collection, I think I mentioned this once a time before.
Do your what collection?
Insect collection.
Okay.
Didn't you have to put it like on insects like butterflies and grasshoppers? And Todd, you did insect collections, didn't
you? A little bit like
right,
that,
right,
yeah.
You label them?
All right.
Well, to kill the bugs, you can't squish them because then it won't look good on your insect collection. So you put them in a mayonnaise jar. And it would sawdust on the bottom. My dad owned a lumber company, so I got the sawdust. Yeah. And then plaster Paris, and then you would put holes in it, and then put in, what is it, meldified? What's that called? The drug that kills them?
Formaldehyde?
Formaldehyde. So you put that in there, and then you put the moth or the butterfly in there and put the top on, and then it would just die. And I sold those. I made those and sold them to the classmates.
How did you have access to formaldehyde?
I think you could buy it back.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
No, yeah.
What did you do, Todd?
To make money?
Yeah.
I helped deliver milk.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Worked for Borden.
I did that for a semester in college, delivered milk. That's a tough job.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a tough job. When you have to load the thing up in the mornings with all the crates and everything.
Yep.
Yeah. But the fun part was going to those little schools because the nice old lunchroom ladies, they would always, Johnny, I'll make you a nice sandwich.
Right. Here's a slice of pizza.
Absolutely. We got Senator Craig Brake, Mark Houston, Bell Sports Medicine joining us. We got Rock and Roll Land coming up. We got a lot of stuff. Stay with us. And live music you do not want to miss coming up. Mind on the Mayor, back after this. Hey, I'm not complaining because I really need to work.